Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on the Debunker Boys. I'm going to play an artist that is called Deadbeat. Really good music, great stuff. And then after that I'll intro in and we'll discuss just about anything we discuss on the Debunker Boys. Thanks for listening in. Welcome everybody to the Debunker Boys. We have a guest two guests in the studio, actually. That music you just heard was from deadmusic.com, so bdmusic.com. Colleague of mine, excellent musician. How's it going, Ryan?
Well, I'm sure that sounds amazing live. through the console,
on your
kind
phone,
of sounded a little...
It sounds amazing live.
What?
I said not on your phone, but yeah, alive, it is amazing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Man, it feels good to be here with everybody at the designated time, not having to worry about getting off of work and everything. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. Is Randy here?
No, I can't get a hold of him. I don't know what's going on with him.
I hope he's all right, because, you know.
Yeah, I've tried a few attempts. I'll go.
Maybe he found a new free porn site or something.
Maybe. Or not. Never know. Are you there, Marion?
Yeah, Marion's here. Ben's here. Good to be here. I mean, I enjoyed last time I was on the show. I'm enjoying it this time. It's one of the few things I actually do enjoy. I mean, I have a relatively boring and boring life. Reading and playing WoW, that's about it.
I don't have a boring life. Yeah. My life's extremely, what's the word I'm looking for? Busy. But
well,
this is kind of like a hobby, so.
Well, happy Easter, everybody.
Yeah, let's talk about Easter. Let's talk about Easter, Ryan. What's your belief about Easter?
Well, I think it's funny, everything, you know, they say, oh, this is like the big one, you know, Christmas and everything. They're like, oh, that's Jesus' birthday and everything. No, it's not. Christmas was based around a pagan holiday. Actually, I could Google that real quick.
The winter festival.
It was based around a pagan holiday, and it seems all of the holidays nowadays are all they are is marketing scams for companies to sell a lot of shit.
Candy.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
As many Easter toys as you eat so much, but mostly candy. Valentine's Day is mostly candy.
Well, no, Easter is based on a Messiah that was reborn and came back, and you know what? Okay, that's fine that happened, whatever, but why do we have to hide eggs, and why do I have to buy shit?
Eggs.
Somebody
came back. That's an interesting topic there, Bob, actually, because, you know, the egg thing really didn't come in until the Russian czars started doing it.
Russians?
Yeah, the Russian czars. Fabergé, you never heard of a Fabergé egg?
Yeah. Yep. And didn't the Japanese or Chinese adopt something about eggs? Gold or something. I don't know. And it all comes from crazy places.
You know, it's just how, yeah, the whole egg thing and everything, and the candy, the Easter bunny and everything, how does that have anything to do? You know, people are like, Easter's all about Jesus and everything like that. But, yeah, let's give our kids diabetes and make them work for it.
No. That's not what the bunny thing is, or even the egg thing is about, really. I do know for a fact that the bunny thing has to relate again with pagan, with a pagan god. It was a spring goddess, I believe, right? And she was the goddess of fertility. And to them, the rabbit represented fertility. That's how we ended up with the whole rabbit thing.
Yeah, but rabbits don't lay eggs, man.
No,
what
but
the
rabbits.
Fuck?
Right, exactly. They were fertility goddess, you know. Spring goddess,
well, look
fertility
what Bigfoot
goddess.
Wow.
And rabbits.
Yeah, this is
you never heard
foot.
The expression,
that
like bunny question? Rabbits?
Why don't you all just leave me alone for my bar mitzvah?
You know, guys, I can barely hear anything. I don't know what's going on. Like, it was good at first, and suddenly I just lost everything. I'm gonna try to figure out how to Skype in. So, if I'm a little silent, you know, I'm still here.
Hey, Ryan, just Skype in as a guest, and I'll add you. Reload your console.
Uh-huh.
Hit refresh.
I already
and
did.
And hit the Skype button. Marion just
Do
got
I
it.
Have to sign out?
You're not signed on, are you?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Sign out and go to the show like you're a guest. And then Skype in.
All right.
Because you're signing, right. You're not. Sorry, I had to say that.
I will be back, yo.
Yeah, yo. Okay, homie. Anyway, I'm going to play it again. You guys listen. Listen to what Bigfoot has to say, okay?
Hello. Yeah, this is Bigfoot. I just have one question. Why can't you all just leave me alone for my bar mitzvah?
Jewish Bigfoot. Jewish Bigfoot.
Jewish Bigfoot.
Jewish Bigfoot.
Okie dokie. Well, a quick Google says that Easter derived from name from Estra, an Anglo-Saxon goddess of spring. Basically, it was the month of April. Blah blah blah. Easter becoming adopted by Christian holidays, usually taking place within it. Prior to that, the holiday had been called Pesh. I don't know. Passover, basically.
Well, I think someone got really fucking confused when they thought that a rabbit laid eggs.
Oh, yeah, that's a Cadbury Bunny, man. That's marketing. That's a completely marketing tactic. Okay. In addition, eggs were forbidden during Lent. Eggs laid during that time were held over and boiled, otherwise preserved, until after the week of Lent. Okay, Lent being a Jewish holiday, I'm not assuming maybe Jewish, I'm not sure, but Lent being a holiday, and you weren't allowed to eat eggs during that time, so they hard-boiled the eggs and saved them until after Lent. So on the last day of, or the right after Lent, you were able to eat your eggs. Medieval, something to do with medieval Europe. But I do know that the tradition of decorating the eggs was pretty much first done by the Russians back when he had Fabergé eggs made for his wife. I forget who it was. One of the czars, or I think it was one of the czars. Nicholas or one of them.
Buster and Hyman. What the fuck is going on?
I'd have to look it up.
What the fuck is going
you
on?
You can find it all on, I mean, you know, just look it up on Google. I'm surprised Google ain't got a big thing on it for, they'll probably have a big thing on it, right up on it tomorrow. And tomorrow's the actual holiday.
What?
Alright, so what did I miss?
Are you there?
What were you gonna...
Are you there, Ryan?
I'm here, can you hear?
Are you just gonna do it, Ryan? Just put it in?
I'm gonna put it in. Alright.
Yeah, the egg back in,
you know,
back in the wrap.
You know, when I was at work, I got accused of trying to poke everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, your old lady said that? or your young lady, my bad.
No, no, that's what my mom said.
Mom said?
That's what my boss said.
Do you hear him, Dave?
I hear him for the most part, yeah.
That must be me breaking shit up sometimes. I don't know.
He isn't real loud, but I am real loud.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, you know what we could do? Since, Mary could just add you to her chat and you can.
Yeah, is Marion on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Marion.
Yeah. Hey.
Add him to you.
Add him to me. How do I do that?
Yeah. Add Ryan to you.
On
no, I'm talking
freeway?
To Marion, Dave. No, I'm talking to Marion, Dave. Not, I'm not talking to you and Marion. There's someone else in the chat or in the Instagram thing.
And Marion, did you get that? Add me to the call. Add me to your call.
I'll be Layman. Okay,
right.
So what were you talking about, Dave? The difference between ETs and UFOs? Obviously, one's a flying object and one's a grace, right? I mean, I understand that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're talking ETs, I mean, you're talking extraterrestrials. A UFO can be just about any UFO basically is an unidentified object. I mean, and that could... Such a wide variety of things, it's unbelievable. I mean, most of the drones we have nowadays would be considered UFOs if anybody did know what they was looking at. You know? That plus the whole history of them.
Well, let's start from back as far as we know. I mean, we're not talking about, you know.
As far as ETs or UFOs? I mean, how far back do you want to go?
How far back
UFOs?
Does it go?
Biblical.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We found the archaeological dudes.
If you're talking ETs, you got to look at the Anunnaki and, you know, a lot of other stuff. Well, even with the UFOs, you'd have to... go into the Anunnaki, you'd have to go into all the ancient civilizations that supposedly existed before pre-flood era, you know?
Yeah.
Atlantis, so on and so forth.
There.
I mean, there's
all
references.
Right, can you guys hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you better.
All right, good. This is getting ridiculous. You know what? We just need to drop a couple. Yeah, we just need to drop a couple thousand dollars and start a real radio show. So,
if you're only doing it one night a week, it wouldn't be very economical, would it?
Yeah, but if he wants to spend money, buddy, I'm not fucking spending.
You spend your money, I'll
no
keep mine.
Yet. I have no problem yet. Right. You notice my mic's working now? I figured out what the hell is going on with that. So it's called driver.
Yeah.
Install your driver correctly. Update your browser.
So anyways, what were we going to talk about tonight? UFOs, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited about
that
UFOs.
Easter shit.
We're not sure if we're talking about UFOs or extraterrestrials, to be honest. I'm not sure which one he wanted to talk about.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about how biblical times, how there's...
I can talk about either one, personally. I mean, it pretty much is one of those things that's covered in the realm of conspiracy, so it's kind of covered in my realm.
Well, my thing is with the thing where they found paintings of UFOs, that could be an ancestral memory because they found that there's biological memory. So what if that's one of those biological beards embedded with us? Why we don't understand? Right.
Well, know, there's a lot of DNA that we have that they don't know what it does yet, so who knows.
All right. Here's my thing on that. It's the same thing with the whole, you know, believing everything was magic and, you know, of evil spirits, you know, disease. We didn't know. Back then, they could see a falling star and they would think it was, you know, a god coming to Earth or something. And how are they going to portray
it?
You know, it all goes back to the whole, we see what we want to see in the pictures that they drew. We don't know what they really meant. Have we gone to another planet and observed their life? I believe that there are other life forms out there. Do I believe that they are wasting their fucking time and coming to the shithole of a planet? No, I don't. But I believe they're out there. But just like us, you know, the whole thing on interstellar travel and stuff like that, that's all science fiction, I believe.
I don't know about that. See, that is really pushing it on that stuff, because we went from the 50s on not having anything, fiber optics, bro. Fiber optics should have taken 1,000 years to figure out, and it did.
No, not really.
We've got drives now. NASA just said we have a star drive that'll take us somewhere that you usually take 10 lifetimes, 10 years.
Okay. Let me key in on this. As far as what NASA says we have, right? Imagine that there's black technology out there that's about 100 years ahead of that. Okay.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Because you got to remember.
I could say that NASA had a device right now that could turn a human into a monkey. You know, it all comes down to where's
medical science has got that. It's called lobotomy.
That's called two steps.
Or cocaine. Take your pick.
I did not say it was called.
No, bath salt. Bath salt. No, that
bath salt. Yeah. Turn you into a zombie and hurry. I don't know about a monkey. Turn you into a zombie in a hurry.
But
I think alcohol is more monkey level.
Go ahead, Marion.
Hello.
What's going on?
Dead air.
Dead air.
Yeah. Okay. As far as the whole ET thing, there's been a lot of movies and stuff here lately. Well, within the last 5 years, I'd say.
I'm tired.
Hello.
I'm tired.
Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
There's been a lot of movies here lately, like, I'm trying to remember the name of it. The one with the blue people.
Avatar?
Guys?
Avatar, no. Yeah. When I think of Avatar, I think of a cartoon. So, and
you say blue,
there was another one where there was they were going to Mars to look after a race that supposedly helped develop human species or whatever on Earth.
Yeah,
so they're supposed to make a part two to it. And I don't know if it ever came apart. But you got to remember, there's a whole lot of that sort of thing in the Bible, too. So there's a lot of biblical. I mean, if you look at Sodom and Gomorrah, that whole thing stinks of something, of two cities that were nuked, you know. And humans at that time didn't have nuclear weapons. I mean, if you look at the biblical reading of it, it sounds like something, someplace that was nuked.
Or possibly that a volcano erupted, and it was just another Pompeii.
Well, Pompeii would have buried the city. You know?
Well, whatever it was turned people to piles of salt, so that would have to be something.
All right. Whoever
people
calling in from Santa's workshop, can you go somewhere else? Like, oh, my God, all I hear is hammering and, like, stuff in the background.
But you look at, the Book of Enoch and Chariots of Fire in the Bible, you know, the Two Kings, that sort of thing. You hear all these references to wheels and wheels and flying wheels and flying chariots of fire. Those are all references to God and the angels and so on and so forth. But for all we know, they could have been UFOs and they could have been aliens, people. But, you know, back at that time, they really had no other way to reference that as being a UFO other than to say, oh, well, the gods come down and they helped us and, you know.
Or it could just be a meteor, you know, a meteor.
Well, meteors don't usually park and talk to you. Have people come down and talk to you. You know, that's kind of one of those things that, you know, and he spoke to Moses and said, you know, follow this.
Okay.
You know.
Well, how many people have said that that they've heard voices tell them to do something, you know, and now they're in prison for multi murders, you know.
I know quite a few that say that, and they're on drugs.
Yeah, but how many of them had a dozen witnesses at the time when it happened? You know, that's another thing you got to look at in these situations.
Well, you also got to put this into account. If you tell somebody something enough times, they're eventually going to believe it.
Yeah, it's called thought pattern process.
You know, like, believe it or not, pathological liars, they can actually pass a lie detector test. You know why? Because they have told that lie so many times that actually in their mind they believe it, because they can see it in their mind. Their mind creates the memory.
So you also have, but like I said, you know, as far as the UFOs goes, along with the UFOs, you have references in history where they look back into history and they got where they actually talked about building these UFOs for other races, you know. They said, you know, come down to Earth, and these are the motors. They were mercury-filled motors that were the anti-gravity engines and stuff. But if you look at them compared to physics today, they're perfectly viable.
Okay, hold up. If these supposed alien races are so advanced that they can travel hundreds of thousands of light years beyond, between galaxies to come to us, why the hell are they having us build motors? We would be the retarded kindergartners of the universe if all this was true. Because they are doing interstellar travel.
Maybe we were just slave labor. Ever think about that?
You guys okay, let me make a point real quick. Hey, look, every civilization gets to a point where it is so civilized that it destroys itself and then it starts back over again. So who's to say that civilization didn't come back? And there, of course, you're going to be a totally different civilization. You're a totally different living being. You're going to be, maybe you're a reptilian. You left the Earth. Back there's a bunch of monkeys that are talking.
Okay, let me put it this way. Okay, let's go by what a lot of the Native American tribes think, okay? They talk about having gods come from other planets and get on Earth, and they use the humans here as slave labor, okay? And basically...
But they also smoked a hallucinogen called peyote.
This was.
Yeah, I'd be right there with them.
Long before that, dude. We're talking about their ancestors, hundreds of thousands of years ago.
They
have writings on the walls and alien craft and beings in fucking space outfits and stuff.
Hundreds of thousands of years ago.
Part of their history, the part of their legend.
Hundreds of thousands of years ago, human recorded history only goes back about, what was it, 60,000 years?
No.
Actually, no less than that.
No, humans, I have a...
Like, present humans. Actually, you guys keep talking, and I'll tell you.
If you believe that human beings only go back so far, then you're going to have another thing coming when you pass over.
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, science has come so far, you know, as far as DNA encoding and stuff, and carbon dating, and yes, I know there's fallibility within carbon dating, but a lot of it is pretty accurate. We've actually, you know, there are scientists that are their entire job.
Answer.
Is it what?
200,000.
Yeah,
what?
There's scientists whose entire job is to deny.
When the first Homo sapien is carbon dated back to 200,000 years. That's a lot longer than I thought.
Well, yes,
that's
but no, not the first Homo sapien. You're talking about early forms of man that was more primitive like. I'm not going to say we came from fucking monkeys. I'm saying more primitive like.
Okay, then
35,000. This is, yes, 35,000. That's when recorded history started coming around. But to say
hundreds of thousands of years. Yeah.
And to say that evolution has not happened. You know,
evolution
didn't happen
more than. You got ruins and temples that are older than that.
Humans. They're saying human history. They're not saying, okay, look, there's other primate history. They're saying there are other civilizations that are different than us 200,000 years ago. But you can only dig so friggin' deep. So, yeah.
You dig too deep and you find things that science deniable truth, okay? You find things like giants. And hybrids.
Yeah. They,
Nephilim. If you dig too deep. And then they deny any of that exists, and it ends up in a warehouse somewhere at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Along with all the other little toys that they find. Or in another warehouse out in California somewhere, which they deny exist.
Well, you know, if you say they're denying it and everything, then there must be some sort of evidence linked to the fact that they are denying this. Like, you know,
well, as far as the Wright-Patterson thing, I mean, there's not much to, I mean, they deny that it's there, but I mean, everything that they took from the Germans during World War II, which includes a lot of the crafts that we supposedly developed in the 50s through the 70s, was put in
Wright-Patterson. Patterson was
Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Ohio.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, they're always creating new technology as far as aircraft goes, and they're going to test them. And
I deny that we've actually created anything in the last 20 years. Any new aircraft in the last 20 years?
We have.
The most unique thing that we've created in the last 30 years, other than crappy little drones to annoy the hell out of everybody, excuse my French, is maybe like the TR-3B.
The what?
The TR-3B.
No, we've created a multi-billion-dollar aircraft, the F-35 Lightning. Let me look at the specs on that. The F-35C takes 40. No. Not the F-35. We're the F-16.
Okay.
The F-16 from Mach 0.8 to Mach 1.2. Think about the abilities, like what we've created as far as aircraft goes, within the last 15 years.
Not much.
Let's look at this. Maybe they're not creating it. Maybe they're just perfecting. You know, soon we're gonna have that airplane.
Maybe everything we got is about 30 years out of date. Okay.
The Blackbird. It wasn't really. It was created 20 years before we knew it existed.
Right, and it was tested out at salt flats.
And I happen to know that for a fact.
But that wasn't the first wing type aircraft either.
But it's not considered technology until it's perfected.
Well,
you know?
Nothing's considered technology.
It's an idea. It's an invention.
I think
it's an idea or an invention.
More than extension.
You know, I could come up with some sort of idea for a new aircraft and start building a prototype in my fucking garage.
The Germans had winged aircraft flying during World War II. Okay? The wing type aircraft. They also reportedly had saucer craft as well as helicopter craft. Okay, which didn't come into popular use in the United States until Korea.
Wait,
okay.
You said World War II? Winged aircraft
during World War II?
Yeah. World War II. We had winged aircraft as far back as World War I.
The fact remains. Most of the technology and stuff that we have as far as rockets and a lot of other aircraft that we have today are all derived from scientists that were brought over here from Nazis during World War II. They were scientists that became U.S. citizens and went to work for places like NASA, went to work for companies like Boeing, so on and so forth. And they brought that German Nazi technology with them.
Well, are you saying that they were somehow educated by aliens or something to know how to build these crafts?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, if they were educated to build these crafts, then why did we not reach Mars yet?
Let me put it this way. Olbers and Von Braun, ask them. They were both worked on the Mars 3 rockets to go to the moon. They were German scientists that worked on rockets for intercontinental rockets for the German Nazis before they came to the United States. Ask them where they learned that technology.
Well, you want to know why most of the best scientists and the best mathematicians
you're trying to debunk,
from other countries.
You're trying to debunk known history.
No, I'm not trying to debunk known history. What I'm trying to debunk is the fact that we are not being educated by aliens, because if we were being educated by aliens to build certain things, then I think we would have put a man on Mars by now.
No, we wouldn't.
Yes, we would.
Where's the profit in it?
Where's the profit in anything? Why do you think they shut down NASA?
Like I said, where's the profit in it?
You know,
that's the whole reason that NASA got shut down. That's the whole reason that we're still using whole reason we're using automobiles that have combustion engines. Because there is no profit in free energy. Ask Tesla. Or you can't ask Tesla, he's dead. Tesla, car, they all had inventions that were turned down by industries because they was told, hey, there's no profit.
Well, I know this is a profit-driven country.
No, this is a
profit-driven
world.
World, yes. This is a profit-driven world. But think about it. If we have such good technology that's hidden and everything, why, okay, if it's a profit-driven world, then why do we not have vacations to outer space yet? It's in development, but it is not. Why do we not? Because that right there, that's a multi-million-dollar vacation right there.
It's not.
And
hidden.
That's a huge profit. That's
They've already had millionaires that have taken trips to the space station.
I know but they're talking about actually making vacation homes in space, making a space station for vacation homes. You know,
so?
and that right there, that's billions of dollars right there.
Unless you can find a way to do it modularly and do it cheap, yeah, it is billions of dollars. They're basically selling people a pipe dream.
No, that's billions of dollars of profit right there. That right there will pay off.
Debt? You're never going to pay off the national debt. That ain't going to happen. We work in an economic system that's designed to fail. You're never going to pay that off. Cambrian economics does not work.
I'm saying that Bill Gates could pay off the entire national debt.
No, he couldn't.
Well, not all of it, but he could pay off. He could pay off most of it.
No.
You know.
If he took the money of everybody, of all the rich people in the United States, all the Fortune 500 companies, for a year. And they did an add up of it one time, and we'd still be like 2 months short of being able to pay off a year of national debt in the U.S. All the money of every industry and everybody in the United States.
Well, I got to look at these figures, because just like statistics, you know what they say about statistic, was that 42% of all statistics are made up on the spot. You know, I've never heard that. You know, if Bill Gates saw a $100 bill, he makes so much per second. You know, if he saw a $100 bill sitting on the street, he actually makes more money by passing that $100 bill up. So you're telling me that all the billionaires combined in this country would not be able to pay off the
$128 trillion.
Mhm. Oh, you're right. I was thinking billions. But if
that's
all okay,
last, that's a last count, 128 trillion, the last count. I don't know. There's actually a national debt clock up somewhere in New York.
I'm on it right
square.
now. I'm on the national debt.
Are you sure? Okay. Are you sure it's in the hundreds of trillions, or is that our debt cap?
Yeah, it was in the hundreds of trillions.
You guys hear me?
What did you say,
Bob?
Okay. Look, I'm on the counter. It is. I can't count this high. I'm fucking retarded. But 16,787,451,118,147. That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, it's in the trillions of dollars.
That's $16 trillion. What is, let's go ahead and do this. What's Bill Gates worth?
Yeah, fuck it, let's do it.
Bill Gates' worth is $76 billion.
Which is only like
$76 billion.
$16 trillion.
I think that number is wrong, Bob. I actually think it's 160 trillion, but even at 16 trillion, that's still quite a bit.
You got to
remember how much a trillion is, man.
It just went up another trillion. The fuck they spend that on?
I don't know. I know they're spending hundreds of thousands on Obama's vacation to Africa.
But no, I do not believe for a second. What's that guy's name that has like the crazy Einstein hair on all those documentaries about like chariots of the gods and stuff like that? What's his name?
What are you talking about?
Bearded guy?
Crazy Pete?
No, he's a young guy. He's got like crazy wild hair. I think he wrote
something. Asian guy?
William, the book, Eric von Deacon, or whatever. Are you looking that up right now? No, it's not him. Fuck. What's that guy's name? But all these idiots sit on national television going, well, what if? You know, I mean, I could sit here and say, what if? Where's my fucking millions of dollars for making a documentary about some bullshit? You know, I don't believe that you know, the Incans and the Egyptians were slaves of aliens to build these giant monuments that now sit in ruins. You know, there's no basis behind that. You can sit here and conceptualize all you want. You can say, well, how did they do this? How did they do this? We may never know how exactly they did it, but you got to remember, there were millions and millions of people back in this day that they didn't have television. You know, they didn't have salaries or anything like that. They literally were born, raised, and died to do this. That's all they did. Millions of people. You don't think that millions of people, they didn't have families to go home and to provide for? That's what they were born and raised to do, was to build these death monuments for the pharaohs. That's what it was about. That's how they were able to place all these stones.
Now you're talking about
making pyramids.
The way it was set up back in Egypt is, if you worked yourself to fucking death, you basically were higher in citizenship. The more you worked, the higher in citizenship. You weren't slaves. Now,
no, they weren't slaves.
They were never slaves, but the more they worked, the higher in citizenship they got. Like, if you became an architect for the pharaoh, you would get your own little fucking shit cocksucker plot next to him somewhere. If you were lower, you would get an even further one away from him.
And if you were a common laborer, you got paid off in beer and bread.
And then you were in the catacombs.
These pharaohs, they may have only lived 30 or 40 years, but guess what? As soon as they were born, everybody was already preparing for their death to make sure that their transition into becoming a god was seamless.
The only one that was a god was the pharaoh. He was the light in the dark, and he went through 13 gates every night to every morning, and he was the one that brought the sun and brought the stars every night and every day. And if he didn't cross over a special way, then the world would end, is what they believe. So he went through his 13 gates every night. So that's why they built these giant monuments to him, because he was a god once he passed on. They believed he turned into a god. An immortal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So and Egypt, it was a pretty solitary country, civilization and everything. They didn't really travel out too much. And if you have millions of people that their sole purpose is to make sure that their leader becomes a god, crosses over into the next world, don't you think that you're going to bust your ass day and night?
Well, they did.
They say that even with modern technology, we can't come close to building the monuments that they built. Well, that's because we only work 8-hour shifts, and we got union workers, lazy fucks.
Yeah, they'd work 18
hours. Do you seriously believe that?
They'd work 18-hour shifts.
They would work
themselves to death, man.
No, I mean, do you seriously believe that the reason that we can't do the precise measurements and stuff is because we got lazy workers?
No,
because then that's just throwing science out the window, saying, "Well, mathematics wasn't the same back then as it is now because we have lazier people."
Tell me one person that's alive today that. From the day they were born, their whole job was to make sure that we would make an exact replica of the pyramids of Giza.
I don't know anybody that would want to make a pyramid of Giza.
What?
I don't know anybody that would want to make a pyramid of Giza.
Exactly. My point exactly. But back then, that was the whole thing was to build this. They were born. They
well, you
said,
guys got,
from the, what?
They okay. Look, Egypt. They did things that people still cannot do, and the reason they did things people still cannot do is because that's what they did in their time. They had to make it look magical, or they had to make it look like it was done by a person that had powers, and they found methods of doing that. They are the oldest mentalists. Civilization predate to from anywhere. They could do things. They did. I mean, look. There's still tricks done today that some of the pharaohs tricksters did.
Oh yeah,
It's all just that's how they drive their labor force. Their labor force believed that their pharaoh was a god and that he could do things for them in the afterlife. So that's why the shit got done. When you're getting paid good enough, shit gets done, right?
That has nothing to do with the mathematics of the pyramids or the why they're aligned with the Orion's belt or anything. I mean, the mathematics are no different now than they were
are no different then than they are now.
But who's to say that
people
are just mathematics?
Scientists are just amazed that they were able to do what they did with supposedly such primitive abilities. Okay?
Who's to say that they use math to you know? They said, "Okay, we're going to construct this
because you can't
exactly.
create a create a 90-degree angle without math." Math is the universal language. There's two universal languages: wave and math.
Well, whether you realize it or not, you're doing math. Like there are people who don't know anything. My grandmother, she never got past the sixth grade. My grandmother, you know, is not very educated, but she knows what a straight line looks like. But she knows what a straight line looks like. If you asked her what the measurement of a right angle was, she wouldn't be able to tell you 90 degrees. All she knows is that it's a straight line and it's symmetric. That's the only thing she would be able to tell you, that it looks good.
1,000 monkeys, 1,000 typewriters, Shakespeare.
Oh, good.
All right, we're going to take a break, guys. Take a break.
All right.
Segment part of the show that we actually tell stories. But folks, we were talking about pyramids, possibilities, non-possibilities, and beliefs,
what?
Non-beliefs, but different things like that. But Ryan?
We got your phone?
Oh, Ryan.
Hey guys, I'm here right now. I'm getting a guest. I got a guest that actually wants to tell a couple of ghost stories.
It's segment
and,
for ghost stories.
What?
This is the part of the show where we talk about. This is the part of the show that we talk about stories, and then next week we talk about the possibilities and impossibilities of it, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Does that work for you? You hear me?
I'm sorry. I've got five things going on at once.
I'm listening. I you know.
You could hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. I just wasn't saying anything because,
right,
you know, he was had a, he had his guests was going to tell their story. I'm listening for their story.
Well, my guest isn't on yet. I'm still working on it.
Oh, you're all right. I'm about to play another song.
All right, yeah. You want to do another break song, and by the time the break song's over, she'll be on.
Yeah, we're gonna take it easy. We're gonna. You got 3 minutes and 31 seconds, brother. All right.
My guest back on with us. My guest,
yep,
is, her name is Kira. Her name is Kira. She is from my hometown, and she's got a very interesting story. She hasn't even told me about this, so this will be the first time I heard this. Kira, you on?
Yes.
Well, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well. I have a best friend, and her name is Malaysia. When we were probably, like, my junior year, she told me a story of her grandfather passing. And when her grandfather passed, they said before he passed, there was like static connection with the TV. And that happened, and there was like a white noise in the air, and then they heard a big thud, and they found their grandfather upstairs. And she says that she thinks that's from, like, I don't know, like an angel coming to gather her grandfather's soul, or however you want to explain it. I don't know. And I think that's paranormal. So what do you guys think about that?
Or paranormal?
Well, definitely. Definitely a paranormal story. So, Kira, you said that your grandfather, this person's grandfather, was upstairs. They heard static. I'm sorry, you were talking really, really fast.
Well, I was saying that, before her grandfather passed, this is before they even knew that anything was going to happen, he was upstairs in his bedroom, and they heard the TV went, there was, what do you call it when there's static in the TV? The TV went all static, and then there was white noise. Everything shut off. Then there was white noise, you know, the sound of white noise. I don't know what that really sounds like. That's what she explained it as. And then they heard a thud upstairs, and they ran up, and they found her grandfather laying on the floor grasping for air because he had had a heart attack, and he was dying. So... did you get it that time?
Yeah, got it that time. What do you think, Robert?
Well,
I know this goes against our rule with personal stories.
No. Stories are all right. I mean, images can be left over from bad occurrences and different deals like that, but what else has happened? I mean, has there been any possibly residual hauntings, force, anything like that's happened?
Are you asking if there is hauntings in the home where her grandfather lives?
Yes.
She told me about a couple, actually. Before and after her grandfather passed, she told me that after her grandfather passed, she told me a story where she saw him standing over her. And he had his signature thing. He wears his suspenders, and I guess she's seen the suspenders on the ghost. I don't know. When she was sleeping on the couch, there were times when she was saying that her great-grandmother was haunting the house. Before her grandfather had passed, her great-grandmother haunted their house before. It seemed like it was all family ghosts, though. No, I guess. I don't really know how you know if the ghost is family, but, So, yeah, there were previous hauntings.
It's really hard to assess a story like this when it's not the actual person that experienced it. Do you relate with me on that?
Who, her or me?
You.
Well, yeah, I relate.
We're the experts.
I'm asking you guys for advice. I don't have any advice.
I kind of had something like that happen. I was cleaning out a house for a friend that older couple, one passed, and then 5 years later the husband passed. Well, I'm cleaning out the house, and I knew nothing of these people, and I dropped something and it broke, and I said, fuck, right? Well, the front and back door slammed at the same time, and then it freaked me the fuck out, so I ran out of the house. I'm like, what the hell, I wasn't even thinking about the people that had passed away. So later on, I'm talking to the guy that I'm cleaning the house out for, and he explains that she used to be extremely religious, and the guy that passed was extremely religious. So what would someone that believes in the paranormal take from that? That I cussed and pissed off two ghosts that were in a house. Me, I take from it that a wind gust came along, slammed the one door, which forcibly pulled pressure and closed the other door. So, I mean, there's many different ways that can come.
Yeah, and your selective memory, because you actually, because of the fact that you actually put emotion behind that, that you, that's why a memory goes from short-term memory to long-term memory, is because there's substance behind it. You know, you're able to put an emotion behind it. You're able to relate to it. You're able to put some sort of trigger on that one event to turn it from a short-term memory into a long-term memory. If I were to ask, that person what they had for lunch 3 weeks ago, they wouldn't remember. But because that was not significant, like the door slamming, or all of a sudden hearing white noise, and then their grandfather being dead. So that, memory is memory, and memory is fallible.
Okay, well, I have another one for you guys. My mom is currently sick, so this is a personal story. And she, diagnosed with something, and during all these things going on, we had a huge, massive collection of flies in our bathroom, right? It was like there was no crack or no opening. These flies were just there, just gathered up all together. My dad said that he even went upstairs in the basement, in the attic, and checked to see if there's any dead animals up there. There were no dead animals. So where these flies come from, I do not know. Or
well,
how they even got there during the time.
Kira, real quick,
well,
can you specify? You said your mother was diagnosed sick. Can you give a little background on what was happening around that time? Now, this is a story that I actually know, that I've actually been educated on. Can you give a little basis behind what was going on before the whole fly incident?
Okay, I'm 20 now, and am I supposed to let him talk? I don't. Well, okay, to give you guys kind of a time lapse of when this happened, I'm 20 years old now. I'm in college. This happened probably the beginning of my senior year. And she had her first breakdown, and she was sent to a psychiatric hospital, and they diagnosed her with schizophrenia, paranoia, bipolar disorder. My mother was never the type of person who acted like this in the past or anything. I don't ever have any recollection of my mom acting like this. She was never like this when I was a kid, and she was diagnosed with that. She acts completely different. She has, of course, mood changes, and there's things that she says that no one knows what she's talking about. And when she had her first breakdown, I was told that she was seeing someone outside of our home, and she kept telling my sister, my younger sister, and my father that he was going to hurt her and them. He was trying to come inside to hurt them. And my father and my sister said that when they looked outside, they did not see anyone, but she seen someone in a hooded man outside in front of our house looking inside, going to approach the house, going to hurt whoever's inside type deal. And this just keeps happening, and when she came home from the hospital, she didn't smell normal. Like, my mom's very cleanliness. She's very clean, She's always the type of person that bathes twice a day, every day, never fails. She always smelled nice, and this day she just did not smell normal. And this is not your normal BO smell. This was not your average body stinky smell. It was a very strange smell. I've never smelled anyone that smelled like that before in my life, let alone her. So that was one thing that happened that I thought was pretty strange, is the smell. And she even smelled like that after she came home from the hospital. She smelled like that during the breakdown that she was having. And during her breakdown, she was very hysterical. Like, she didn't recognize any of us or anyone. And she was saying things about, you know, people that she was seeing and hearing. She asked me specifically if I heard what she was hearing. Like, she came up to me and was like, oh, do you hear them? And I was like, no, I don't hear them. And her last breakdown, she told some people that were helping her that she was hearing voices talk to her from the television.
Huh.
So how do you guys explain that?
Did they test her to see if she had a stroke?
Yep, no stroke. My mom's pretty healthy.
Well, honestly, you guys already know my take on this, and I have yet to get my demonologist on our show, because God, it seems like nothing ever works out, nothing ever happens when you want it to happen.
And
like,
the best laid
like,
plans of mice and men. Nothing happens.
Can I chime in real quick
happen.
About this? There is a condition that causes that. There's a condition that causes that, and I'm going to send it, and you're going to say it, all right, Ryan? You're going to say this word because I am not even going to attempt to say this. It's a rare genetic disorder that causes breakdowns in amino acids in the body that causes a smell that is out of this world that no one can understand. It can cause different behaviors and a lot of different things. I mean, they just found this, so it's possible.
Trimethylamine.
Does this also make them ask questions and then wait for someone to answer who's not answering and then respond themselves? Because, I mean, she completely talks to herself. Like, she'll say something and wait for an answer and then answer back.
Well, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to say I'm a doctor. I'm just saying I found this, and it's a rare genetic disorder. And you can have more than one disorder and underlying disorders. And you mix your disorders together, and it can cause some weird shit.
But the likelihood of having all of that at the same time, come on, Robert.
Not
necessarily all at the same time. Perhaps it was one disorder led to the other.
That's also a possibility too, but you know, you never.
All right, let me educate our listeners on what trimethylamine is. It's also known as fish odor syndrome or fish malodor syndrome. It's a rare metabolic disorder that causes a defect in the normal production of the enzyme flavin. Containing monooxygenases. I don't know, fuck.
a monoacid breakdown, like I said, yeah.
All right, it's a buildup. It builds up in the body of patients with trimethylamine. The trimethylamine is released in the person's sweat, urine, reproductive fluids, and breath, giving off a strong fishy or body odor. See, she's not describing that. She's describing a rotten sulfur smell. This is a disorder that it is more common in women, but at the same time, it says in women symptoms
also,
can worsen just before or during menstrual periods.
Okay, well,
wait, what about a menstrual period?
And so, often results in depression and social isolation.
Wait, my mom
doesn't
ever have menstrual periods, so that's a no-no.
She's a menopause?
Why doesn't she? She had her tubes tied when I was a kid, very young. After she got her tubes tied, after she had Alyssa, because my mom had a cyst growing on her ovaries, so she got her tubes tied. So she's not able to have menstrual periods. So I don't know if that category, if she could be in that category.
Well,
she doesn't have periods.
If you don't have the parts to create it, then it's not gonna be a part of the equation.
But
I was saying, there's social isolation. There's depression. It causes this genetic disorder can just pop up and cause a whole shitload of stuff. But then you can also understand, what do you believe? What is your belief in Christianity? You got this too. I mean, if you believe that there's devil, demons, there's this, and this, then it could be that.
Mm-hmm.
Perception.
Well, see, I mean, I do. Religious, and at this point, analyzing the situation and seeing that it's been going on for a while, I don't really know what it really could be at all. I don't know if it's legitimately the diagnosis and what they're saying and how they diagnosed her is what it really is, or if it's something else, you know, that's been suggested, like paranormal-wise, or I have no clue what it is anymore. So I really don't even know. when she was first diagnosed with it, I went with the diagnosis, but then, you know, I don't know,
diagnosed her with paranoid schizophrenia, I take it?
Schizophrenia, bipolar paranoia disorder is what the paper said.
That's why I looked this up,
and that's why I was thinking about that genetic thing, because it gives all that. But then again, I mean, like I said,
well, no one in my family has ever had schizophrenia or bipolar disorder or any type of paranoia. Just my mom.
Anybody can get it. That can just come on.
Bipolar,
but like I was saying, it's perception. It's all about perception.
Mm-hmm.
on anything. It's how I perceive it. Like, if I perceive that there's something in my house and I believe it in my mind, that's what's going to happen. I'm not saying it's not there, or it is there, or it isn't there. That's where I come in the Bunker Boy kind of team thing, because I do believe in ghosts. I do believe in demons, because I've had my own personal experiences with demonic issues. But I also...
Do you guys share your own personal experiences on the show, or no?
Oh, we have.
No. Not my demonic experience, no, not really, but not
yet. Yeah, within reason.
But,
yeah,
I pulled little bits, but yeah.
Well,
holy shit, I need to stop eating so much garlic, man. I keep burping this shit up. Wow.
That's good for you.
Anyway.
Keep the mosquitoes away.
Oh, yeah, it keeps the mosquitoes away, and apparently the demons, because I have not had one mess with me. Anyways.
If you don't mind me keying in here.
No, go ahead, key in real quick, and then I'm going
to
talk
One of the reasons I was put on disability was I was actually diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorders. It's very
and
common.
Wait, are you part of the show or are you a caller?
He's a friend. He calls in a lot. He's a guest.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I actually had that diagnosis, and they put me on SSRI inhibitors in order to try to correct that, and it did absolutely nothing for me. Did nothing but
do you see ghosts and stuff like that, or like have you had paranormal experiences that they've tried
I used to see things quite a bit. What I usually see, I don't discuss with people, because in my family, my family does have a history of being able to see and hear and sense things that are, you know, aren't exactly kosher. Mm-hmm. Most normal people wouldn't understand, which is probably one of the reasons Bob tried to get me on here to begin with, and I really don't like to discuss because I do have a family history of it, but I also have a family history of, you know, soothsayers and that type of lineage throughout my family's history.
Okay.
So just because someone sees something or hears something or talks to themselves does not necessarily mean they're completely nuts.
Okay, so you don't completely.
There's a lot of very credible scientists and people who were well-renowned and book writers and everybody who talk to themselves and answer themselves out loud.
Mm-hmm. So you don't completely you don't completely agree with the fact that my mom has been diagnosed with that and that's what's causing it and that's the reason why she's saying
that. I'm not saying that the diagnosis is on or off.
Wrong. Okay.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that maybe it's not as uncommon as you would think it is in your family, and it was just mm-hmm. never been discussed. Because, you know, it's one of those, some say it is a genetically inherited trait, some say it isn't. But
what is a genetically inherited trait, exactly?
Schizophrenia and bipolar.
Yeah, see, no one in my family has it. Like, my mom is the only one that's ever been diagnosed with it, and actually her family was very, very shocked that that's what they diagnosed her with. And so were we. I mean, my family.
But what they, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that the diagnosis is correct, you know.
Okay.
I mean, it could be something else. It could be something angelic. It could be something demonic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to be certain.
Okay.
I know this is coming from my personal experience, and you can laugh at me if you like. And
did I just hear a kitty cat?
Criticize me all you want.
But anyways, the whole thing.
Talking.
What?
He's gonna explain something.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, the whole thing behind the flies is that's actually been debunked, not by us, but I don't want to say nothing. Yes, I think I'm wrong in that. Sewer line gases. Flies are attracted to many different things: sugar, shit, rotten meat, that sort of thing. It can be a number of things. And why does it always seem that flies are attracted to bathroom windows? Higher levels of methane gas.
They love the smell of shit. They're looking for shit.
Are you talking about my experience? There was no flies near the toilet or the window, and we keep our bathrooms very, pretty clean.
No, anywhere in the house. Anywhere in the house, gas can release from the sewer beneath the house because there's pipes that run beneath the house where the sewer lines release a lot of the times.
The flies were near the light fixture. The light was not on.
Have you ever taken off the light fixture and found a bunch of dead bugs inside the fixture?
No.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. At any business, you take, especially around fluorescent lights, you take the fixture off, and you're gonna have like tens to hundreds of dead ladybugs, dead flies, and everything.
In the thing where you put the light bulb in, I don't think a lot of bugs can fit in there.
Be surprised.
Personally, I mean, I've never done it, so I wouldn't know. but
is it
I don't
country
know about
or city?
That.
Country or the city?
What'd you say?
She's probably a city girl.
Is it? Was it in the country or in the city?
No, it's in the city. It's actually near the historic district.
Okay, well, the thing with bugs are bugs will find any damn place they can, and they will die there because they're nasty bastards. Flies, whatever. They're just nasty bastards, okay? Like, my globe, I just cleaned it 2 days ago, and because I left the window open, there's like 3 or 4 flies flying around inside the globe. Now, explain to me how the hell they got in there. I have no clue because there's not that small of an area, but they're in there. I don't know. Let's figure that one out one other time or something. We'll do an experiment with some damn maggots.
Okay. If you don't mind, I want to refer back to the white noise.
Okay.
You said white noise when before your grandfather died.
Well, before my friend's grandfather died. She told me this story personally, and before he died, she said they heard white noise, and then they heard a thump, and they ran upstairs, and he was lying on the floor there, grasping for air, because he was dying. As if his soul was leaving his body before he fell, or, you know.
Okay. A lot of cultures, I know that a lot of cultures believe that the body, the soul can actually leave the body before the body dies.
Yes, and I believe in that. I'm one of those people who believe in that.
Okay. And that's why, and they also believe that the body can go on living without the soul. That's why you'll have, in some cultures will have the, like, Transylvanian-type cultures have stories of Varatus and stuff, and it's why they'll watch the body, they'll have someone watch over the body for 24 hours after they've passed.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite common in a lot of your Native American cultures, which is also why they'll burn the bodies.
Well, I got a scientific theory behind it.
Okay.
Body is a giant magnet. Well, the body holds a giant magnetic field in it.
Yeah.
And when the field dispersed, or biosynthesis dispersed, it can cause anomalies to occur. Maybe that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They say that there's some scientists out there that say that the soul itself is nothing but electricity that's returning to wherever it is that it goes to. So if, this is a hypothetical. Let's hypothetically say that maybe he was leaving his body and on his way out, you know, that's the reaction that the electronics around him had on the way out.
Okay.
That's a hypothetical. When it comes to death, everything's a hypothetical until you get there. You know?
Okay.
Simple
as
this.
You see
what the other two guys want to say about Kian about that, but that's my personal belief. But I also believe that, yes, there are reapers that come to help escort you over to the afterlife.
Okay.
So... I don't know if
while we're hypothetically...
Personal belief.
You know, while we're hypotheticating, the whole... And yes, I just made that word up.
Hypotheticating. Patent it quick!
There's the possibility that she is truly mentally ill. There's the possibility that this guy just happened to die... He went to grab onto something, and he happened to grab the cable that's connected to the satellite box or cable box or something. Pulled that out of the TV, and
boo.
But that's not what people want to hear. People want to hear something that, you know, an angel came down and an angel disrupted the television signal to create white noise just long enough to take this man's soul to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You tell him, Brother Ryan.
That is the story that we want to hear. Entertaining and...
We do, Brother Ryan.
Brother Ryan is about as, sounds like he's about as atheist as you can get.
What'd you say?
I said you sound like you're about as atheist as you can get, to be honest.
Right. He really does sound atheist, doesn't he? He should be atheist, right?
I'm not an atheist, okay? I just don't
Yes,
you
are. That's what you call atheist.
I don't believe in organized religion. I don't believe... I believe in science. I believe in... What?
Ryan, did Jesus hang on a cross or a pole? Are you a Mormon? Or are you a Jehovah's Witness?
You know the scary part is? I'm not an atheist or any kind of orthodox religion. That's the scary part. I'd be considered a pagan.
Well, I myself am a firm believer in Jesus Christ, and he took the sins for us. Yes, he did.
I'm sorry, I have a hard time believing in any deity that can smite Sodom and Gomorrah, create Adam and Eve, but can't find me a piece of nookie.
But yet you believe in aliens. But you believe in aliens. Hello? But apparently an alien is more likely to get you some pussy than a god is. Is that what you're saying?
I've never said I believed in either one. I'm not saying I don't believe that there's something. I'm saying that what I know is the history. What I do is I spend about 90% of my spare time studying history. History of different things.
Well,
especially conspiracy.
That's why you haven't gotten laid then.
No, I haven't gotten laid because I quite literally look like... Quasimodo, but that's beside the point. I'm not 100% sure that I'm completely human. I'm pretty sure I'm somewhere between human and maybe a human large mammal hybrid. I don't know. But I'm well aware of my flaunties, trust me.
Oh, come
maybe
on.
I can still
check
your human.
All right, let me debunk the myth that you cannot get laid right now. I have gotten a fat ass laid. If I can get a fat ass laid, I can get you laid.
Dude,
what does that mean?
What?
What?
I got news for you, okay?
If somebody looks like Quasimodo and he can't get laid, I guarantee you.
Quasimodo?
You don't know who Quasimodo is?
No, I don't know what Quasimodo is.
And you're in college?
What?
And you're in college?
Yes, I'm in college and
You've
I don't know
You've never read The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Oh, okay.
Nobody knows Quasimodo or the fucking Hunchback of Notre Dame, man. I would fuck Quasimodo.
You would fuck Quasimodo.
Why not? Fuck it.
Well, honestly.
Well, you go, Bob. I'm strictly heterosexual myself.
Well, that's your problem. Maybe you need to broaden your spectrum. Then you will. Then you will.
My spectrum is broad enough.
What the fuck? What is fucking wrong with you? Oh my god. Fuck
yeah,
me.
I don't even know how we got on the subject, to be quite honest, but anyhow.
Yeah, me either.
Especially with
word.
A female. Especially a female on the phone. I mean, they're not exactly known for that sort of thing.
I forgot to give you the disclaimer on this show.
Marion?
Marion?
Yeah, we are not. We are not. We are not edited.
Tell everybody to fuck herself in French.
Oh.
Tell everybody to go fuck themselves in French.
Not good.
Foutoir, isn't it?
Hold on. I'll Skype her.
Already got it, bro.
I think it's foutoir. I'm not sure. I think it's fuck you.
Hello, dude. Who are you going to fuck?
Barney would have a rough time with me. Okay.
So
anyways, there is a very good chance that what Kiera's mother back on track.
Allez-vous branler?
Huh?
What? Say it again, Mary.
Go fuck yourself. Say it French. Allez-vous branler? Est-ce que Kiera y est?
Allez-vous a branleur.
What did she say?
I
can't understand anything that she just said.
It's because it was French.
I'm sorry.
It was French.
Oh. Yeah, no, I realized that. I heard vous, but I didn't understand anything else she said.
I never really studied French myself, so I'm...
I know.
I should, considering I took 4 years of it. I understand it still.
Yeah. You know what? That's the public school system for.
We don't have public schools. We have kiddie prisons, is what we have.
Sad.
Yeah. I don't even consider teachers anymore at the public school system. All they are is retarded babysitters.
Really?
I would second that.
Oh my god.
My high school career basically consists of works on the board. I'll be reading my book. Don't bother me. And that was when I was in school.
Wait,
and that's 25 years ago.
Somebody's about to say something from our spokesperson. All right.
Hello. Okay. Yeah, this is Bigfoot. I just have one question. Why can't you all just leave me alone for my bar mitzvah?
Bear Humper, are you in need of assistance?
You know I made that, Ryan.
You made that? My name is Bigfoot. Why can't y'all leave me alone for my bar mitzvah?
Well, did you guys recently have a psychic on this show?
I just have one question. Why can't you all just leave me alone for my bar mitzvah?
My bar mitzvah.
We've gotten very little from France over there. I mean, how's she doing? Is she still on there?
Yeah, she's on here.
Marion's still
she's
on there?
Always there.
Yeah, I'm here.
We're just checking to make sure she's still on there.
Marion is our biggest fan.
Alas,
you know, right now it's probably 4 o'clock in the morning where she's at.
Seriously, and she's still up? Yeah.
That's my people right there.
I hate to bother her because, you know, she has a nice voice if you ask me, but that's just me. I'm retarded, so.
Dave's getting a hard on. Yep.
And that would take a while. I'm
it's
on
the French voice.
I'm on blood pressure. That would take a while.
Oh, it is super sexy. I'm attracted to Marion.
I didn't say she was. I didn't say she was. I said she had a nice voice.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even have to see her face, and I'm already attracted to her just because of that French accent. You know,
you know the scary part?
Exotic.
Watch out.
Scary part is, I don't know, this is a scary part. How many of you actually are attracted to Canadian accents?
I don't know, eh? What about you, eh?
When women would say that, I'm like, really? Wow. You know?
Chubby.
It's scary for her. It's scary. It's scary, man. Certain accents just turn certain people on. I don't know why.
So you guys talk about a collage of things on this show?
Or a radio show?
You guys talk about just about everything on this show.
It's
kind
of a hodgepodge tonight, I guess, probably because I'm one. Normally they're probably talking about, like, what invisible string to use.
I know this guy that truly believes in Bigfoot. Like, he thinks Bigfoot is real. What do you guys think about that?
It's possible.
I think there's a very good chance that Bigfoot's real.
Let me give you a disclaimer on the Debunker Boys. The Debunker Boys do not claim to be experts. We do not claim to know for 100% of a fact that anything is either true or not true. All we do is we give educated guesses on what we think. And using our experience from what we've experienced, what we know as far as electronics, scientifically, psychologically, you know, we take in a lot of things. You know, we're not idiots, okay? There's a reason we have really big fucking heads.
You guys as the Bunker Boys have huge brains, is that what you're trying to tell me?
What did you say?
So you guys as the Bunker Boys have huge brains, is that what you're trying to tell me?
No. I got a really high IQ score, though. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Well, so did Jeff and Bob.
Above 15.
What?
So did Jeffrey Dahmer.
Please tell me you did not just say 215.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, it's about 150 probably. I think 145, 150, something like that.
Yeah, Einstein's
more than 150. That's still higher than most of our police force, so that's doing good.
Yeah, and I almost became a cop. Think of that one. What the fuck?
I think they're hiring. I think they're intentionally hiring less and less intelligent police to try to get them to beat on people. I honestly do.
Well.
Dude, they would give me my score.
Think of the person is more likely they are to racially profile, and racial profiling fills tickets. You know, gets tickets, and what do tickets get?
I have lots of paranormal stories. I can bring up a lot of them.
So.
You know.
I'm not even going to tell you what my IQ is because I don't want anyone to make fun of me.
Or okay, Bunker Boy stuff is not about making fun of people. It's only about pointing and giggling.
Well, first off, my IQ is higher than average, but take this into consideration.
Well,
I'm one of those.
About the 2000,
that's a load of crap.
We talked about the 1995 average.
Well, I'm talking about the probably about when I was in school, I left school in, 98?
Well, your IQ never changes.
That's just it. Your IQ doesn't really make any difference on stuff like English and that kind of stuff. It's basically how well you figure things out.
Oh, yeah.
It really doesn't make that big a difference, especially in a society now where it does. Having intelligence really doesn't matter. It's just a matter of means.
Now we hire the squad. But anyway.
No, I don't think that's what kids are focused on these days.
Oh, that is.
There
oh,
are
wow.
only,
really?
There are only a few children that even care about Miley Cyrus, and I think those are the ones that grew up with Miley Cyrus that watched her on her little Hannah Montana show. Or the ones that actually listen to her music, but my sisters and children that I know don't listen to Miley Cyrus.
Anything that mainstream media is pushing at the time.
Ryan,
okay.
they're talking about that bitch that I defriended. Is that who they're talking about?
anything that the mainstream media is pushing at the time is more or less a meme. It's like if the politicians say we're going to put this health care bill out there and you'll be able to keep your doctor. I'll have the most transparent administration ever, you know, and they put out the meme that if you don't agree with this, then you're racist.
No. Kira is the one. Okay. I told Kira about our little experience with Miley Cyrus and Jack Baggins. And she goes, "Yeah, right. You never talked to Miley Cyrus."
Well, I'm sorry. I just have a huge. I don't know. I just disagree with that. I don't really know if you really talked to Miley Cyrus or not, and you have no proof. He wants to show me, and the page wasn't even her page, and there's no face, and I think it was blocked, or the Facebook page didn't even exist. So how do I know if you're telling the truth or not? I'm not going to just believe you because you tell me. Sorry.
I thought it was being a fake bitch. She was being a fucking bitch, so I blocked her. Bitch. Okay. Then I find out it's fucking really her.
Before you blocked her, what did you call her?
I don't remember, dude. What did I call her? It was fucked up. I didn't know that.
Oh, it was definitely fucked up.
Did she make you angry or something? Like, what did she say? Like,
she was being fucking childish, and I just was like, whatever, you're not even fucking real, you know what I mean? And then I find out it was really her, and I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, well, who cares? I still don't give a fuck.
Hannah Montana ain't real. That's a character.
Hannah Montana ain't real.
Miley Cyrus... I'm debating how much
Everybody
of her is actually fine. Real or not. I ain't there to feel it, so I can't tell if it's real or not.
Right.
All
right,
everybody.
I mean, look at Cher. Look at the whole Cher thing. I mean, she's like supposed to be like what, 80 years old? You don't look that good at 80 years old. I'm sorry. Not without love,
talking about
really
the real modest guys. But all right, later, guys.
Look. I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but...
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is as bananas as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You're just one of
us. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer, must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC, still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This slibbity-gibbity-hibbity hip-hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match. With this rapity-rat pack and a Mac in the back of the yak. Backpack, rap, yap, yap, yap. Kitty-yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing. That'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow, all I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that fun.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got.
Will there be truth for the blueprint to be raised in youthful exuberance? Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Sabat, Tupacin, W-A-Q-K.Rin, Yella Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC and induct him into the motherfucking Rakim.
Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame.
Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy.
Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy.
You get a thumbs up, pat on the back, and a way to go from your label every gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, not back, not.
The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park for white trash guards. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton.
No, Asgard, Asgard.
So you be Thor and I be Odin. You rodent, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in a chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and here it comes trying to censor you like that one line I said on a back when the Mathers LP1 when I tried to sell, take 7 kids from Columbine, put them all in a line, at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9.
See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm
morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though.
And I don't know what the fuck that you
rhyme for. Why you pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows? You like normal for being normal.
And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot ya. Like when Babbitt has made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. And they were just passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24-7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed.
Summer, lama, duma, lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is trickin' singing off of me. And it'll go to you and devastating. More than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's devastating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off. They'll be celebrating, cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music, you make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they confuse it. It's not hip-hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it. With rock, shock rap, with dark. Throw and lose your stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtain from inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs you could sacrifice versions to,
School flunky, pill junkie. But look at the accolades, these skills grown me. Full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you. Ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky. But in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils and here's what they want from me. To after me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life can and you lemons make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? Don't mistake if it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a call on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?